Good morning, church family.
Good morning.
Today, Sunday, October the 9th, 2016, we come together to honor our pastor and his family. But before we can do that, we need to honor our God with worshiping and giving the thanks.
Amen.
For he is the one who makes this day possible. Please turn to page 2 and join us in singing How Great Thou Art. Page number 2.
I hear the rain.
you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your many, many, many blessings, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us this day to honor our pastor. Lord, let your glory shine through and help us, Lord, to know that you are the one that's ultimately in control, Lord.
Yes.
You have given this man and his family, Lord, to us. To shepherd us, Lord. And so I ask you, Lord, to be with him and bless him and guide him and direct him. And we give you all the praise and glory. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
That was some wonderful, wonderful singing.
Amen.
You don't know how it hears up here, but it really does touch my soul. And as I said before, we are here today to honor our pastor. How do we do that is the question of the day. If you have your Bibles, please turn to 1 Timothy 5:17. And let's see what the Bible has to say about honoring pastors. 1 Timothy 5:17 states, "Let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine." I can know for a fact that Alan, he preaches the word, he labors in the word, and teaches us good sound doctrine. In the last 7 years, and especially the last 4 years that I have been married to the pastor's mother-in-law, I have gotten to know and love this family that the Lord has put in place as my pastor / son-in-law. As a young child who went to church every Sunday, I envisioned myself as a pastor. Well, as you can see, that didn't happen. Then I envisioned one of my children to be a pastor or a pastor's wife. Well, I had to marry into that. So the last 4 years, I got to know them very well. Both of these young people are very quirky, and this is our attempt to honor them with double honor. We called Jessica Fletcher a murder, she wrote, but she wasn't available to come, which is probably a good thing because someone always dies when she's around. She did give us someone who might help us out with our mystery. Please give a big hand to Inspector Go and Catch 'em.
And I have been assigned to an investigation involving somebody in this church party. As you know, let me get my notes out real quick. I, just a few minutes ago, Inspector Go and Catch 'em, have solved this case. And now that I have gathered all of you here, I'm going to show you exactly what's going on. I want you to bear witness to my awesome deduction skills as I have cracked this case wide open. The crime, you ask, is that of being a devout follower and one of the devout follower of Jesus Christ and affecting the lives of all of every adult church member in here today.
Amen.
After talking to several witnesses and gain an insurmountable amount of evidence, I've concluded that the individuals are indeed guilty of the charges set forth. Now, before I place my accusation, I would like to share the findings of this investigation with you all. I will be calling key witnesses and showing you the evidence that I found. First off, I'd like to call Sister Judy Flores up to give her accounts of everything.
Judy wanted to talk to me, but she asked me to come up and stand with her, and she just wanted me to read what she said from her heart.
Well,
if I can do it without answering. She asked me to tell you all about that that you're very, very wonderful, and that, Pastor, you're a very, very good friend, and all of the good things that you do, that God will bless you.
Amen.
She loves you. Give me a kiss.
Thank you.
lessons indeed. But Judy wasn't the only person that I had spoken with. The next eyewitness was his brother, Ronnie Bell. Will you come give your accounts of what the accused have done to you? I got you.
I'd just like to say that our beginning with Alan happened several years ago at the lake house. And I never went to anybody's house that I felt so comfortable in. But we went there looking at his home because he was selling it. And we were looking at staying in Emporia area. And my wife found this home, called the gentleman and wanted to talk to him and wanted us to look at the home. He set up a time for us to be there. He showed us around the home. It was great. What I didn't know was I found a friend, a brother, that all of us can really appreciate.
Amen.
He sat down at the table and asked us if we'd sit down and visit with him a while. We did. And coming up on that, we found out that we had some things in common. I hadn't met Shannon. I hadn't met Josh or Faith at that time. We sat there at the table and visited for 45 minutes or better until another couple come to look at the home. He said, "Pick yourself at home. Look it over if you'd like again." It was great. And we visited for a few more minutes in between the time that he was talking to the other couple, and we departed ways. And I told Connie, I said, "Man, he's a nice guy." And we found out that he was a pastor here. So we'll come to church, which I had family already here. And Shannon McKay and Tabitha and them, they were all related. And I thought, we'd come to church. Well, we'd run into Alan from time to time. We never did come to church. One Sunday, I said, "You know what? Let's get up and go to church." So we did. And at that day, Shannon and Alan was gone and to see Faith in the military. Or I guess, no, you were. You were gone at that time. So, but before that, we had had dinner at Applebee's, I guess.
That's right, yeah.
And that was one of the, I guess you just sent Faith off. You just put her on to go to the military. But, and you guys, we laugh about it, but me and Connie was just sitting there looking like, wow, we didn't get a word in edgewise here. It was a great, great dinner. But some other people had come up and visited with Alan, and we just thought the world of Alan and Shannon at that time. And we didn't know at that time that we met friends. We met family. And I can probably speak for every one of us in this room that you've made a difference. Look at this room.
Amen.
Amen.
And Shannon and Josh and Faith was here. I want to tell you guys, thank you so much for giving your time for him to be away from you to help all of us. It's been a lot to us. And I know there's times that you would love for him to be at home or love for him to be off the computer or the phone. There's times that we've talked about it, like, gosh, how do they put up with that? That's the love. That is the love. And we really appreciate what you've done for us as a family. And I'm sure I'm speaking for everybody in this room.
Amen.
That you give so much of your time that sometimes we forget that you need time to yourself and to your family. And I hope that more of us can understand that and give you that time back for what you give us.
Thank you, brother. So, how could you deny that testimony? They'll need more evidence? Well, I so happened to run across a special video that proves the guilt of these individuals. Brother Josh, could you please play the video?
Oh, no.
So that you can clearly see, the video shows all the things that you've done for this congregation, all the things you've done for all of us. But if that was enough, I still have some witnesses to present. My next witness is going to be Brother Ron Schwartz. Brother Ron, you come on up here, give your testimony and comments.
Brother Al. We got a brochure from Sister Deb and Lewis. You know, I got to reading it at home because I'm home most of the time by myself. And I come, it said you could read a poem or you could say a verse out of the Bible, and it said you could talk to your pastor. I turned to the second page and it said, limit yourself to 2 to 3 minutes. I said, self, that's me. I said, what would my pastor do? And then a light bulb went off in his giant brain. I said, I know what he would do. I just know what he would do. He would. And I'm just got to bear with me. I'll get you out of here by breakfast tomorrow morning.
I'll be here by him, brother.
What I really come up here to say is my wife and I started this church, I think Dross was 10. 9 or 10. So, good gosh. And it was maybe 9 people here, counting me and my wife. But the love in this church was something else. And then you started preaching the Word of God from the Bible. And I think, man, that just, this guy's good. And after the weeks and years went by, you got better. And your putting out the Word was getting really good because you were touching, the Spirit got to flowing in this church. I watched it touch so many guys and ladies. And they come down and give their life to the Lord Jesus. And when they do that, it's like, it's my first time in my heart. And I've watched you do this for 6 years. And all you've done is got better and closer to God. So I want to tell you straight out, I love to call you my pastor. But most of all, I'd love to call you and your family my friends.
Amen.
Thank you.
I also, too, would like to call you guys my friends to follow over Ronnie. Thank you, Brother Ronnie, for your testimony. But that's not it either. We still have more people to go, more witnesses who have encountered the kindness that you guys have shown to them. Our next speaker is going to be Sister Lorraine Pop. Sister Lorraine, come on up.
Guilty, guilty, guilty. I know. I don't even know where to start. I was thinking, I've racked my brain trying to find words in the English language, and I don't know any other language, so I can't get anything else, but to adequately express what Glenn and I feel from our heart. And this morning he told me I can't go, but he said, I want you to be there to represent me. So this is from him too. Even though we know you're not perfect, because we've been talking to Josh.
That's some of mine.
The Bible tells us that none of us are perfect, so it's okay.
Amen.
We love you. We appreciate you. Those words are nothing. But from the heart, you're family. And you're like my son.
Amen.
I don't know how many of you know, but I lost a son at 15. And Pastor Allen just happens to have been born the same year that my Jeremy was. So I kind of count him as a son.
Amen.
So anyway, we love you and we appreciate you so much. I can't even tell you how much.
Thank you.
Are you guys still daubers of love that you reflected on everybody? I still have one more witness. Brother Larry Trafer, you come on up here and tell your encounters with us.
Every day, every day.
Well, where to begin? Well,
Lewis called me up and said, would you like to say something? I said, yeah.
Huh?
Oh, you can't hear me? Oh. Huh? I do that a lot myself, brother. But I have no problem hearing what Pastor Allen has to say and preach. You know. Mm-hmm. But I thought, well, what'd I do? What'd I say? And I was looking through the Bible, and I thought I had something, but it's in the Bible, but I couldn't find it. So God didn't want me to do that, I suppose. But I got thinking, it's not hard to say good things about good people. Pastor Allen, his family, and all of us, but you're good people. And I got to thinking the first time I spoke, and I think I took it out of the book of Judges or Kings or whatever about the good and the bad kings in Judah. But I believe it was Josiah that it was said about him that he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. I don't know if you remember that or not, Pastor, but it ain't changed. It ain't changed. It's getting better. So I thought, well, I better have a little bit more on that to say, so... What I thought, and I don't know if y'all, but I thought, not just me, but everybody got something to say. And if anybody has something to say at this moment to Brother Allen, I'll give you that opportunity. But if not, then we'll go on. But if anybody wants to say anything, you know, okay.
We've got others who would like to speak too, huh, Dave? Yeah. Sure. We have more time.
What's that?
You're done.
No, I ain't done yet.
He's on
Allen's time. So I figure I'd fill in some time with you all getting up, you know, but I'll...
Brother Larry.
Oh, young lady there. Hey, all right. Good.
When you're done, Larry, are you done?
No.
You need to get done.
Well, she was going to say, huh?
You need to get done.
When you get done.
Oh, okay. Well, this is okay. And anyway, I got to thinking, you know, somewhere in the Bible, I think it's in Revelations that it says that there was enough ink or paper to write down all the things that Jesus said and done. And I got to think about Pastor Allen. Well, there's a lot of things he ain't said and done yet, but he said a lot. And I was asking Brother Dave how many years you've been here. He said 8, and Lewis said 7. So you've got 7 chapters written down, but there's more to come.
Amen.
And I got thinking that this was my second opportunity to get up here and say something. And if the Lord tarries and he gives me a few more years, I hope to be able to get up here, because I know you'll be here, brother. With a heart that I don't know what... I don't know how to describe it or what to say, but we love you, brother. I don't know what we'd do without you. You know. But thank you, look, thank you, look, thank you, and thank you, brother. Love you. Yeah, go ahead. Some good times, brother.
So before I release my last piece of evidence, I want to invite anyone in the audience who wants to come up and say anything on their behalf. You guys want to come up and say something? Come on up.
Me and Isabel wrote a card, and it has some of the words that describe Pastor Al. So, patriot, perfect, playful, a friend, athletic, awesome, able. Supportive, surprising, stands out, super, terrific, talkative, teammate, talented, tall,
original,
okay, organized, ready, responsible, respectful, real, responsive, and really kind.
Awesome, man.
Do we have anyone else that wants to come out? Come on out. You guys can, we can start coming up here now, I can just funnel you guys in.
Really? We make this short,
will you? Yeah. Guys, I can't express enough for what you guys, for what God has put here in front of my family and all of us. You guys, I want to thank you for holding me accountable to be the man of my family. Because before I would just run. I want to thank you for showing me the love that God has so I can show everybody here the love also.
Hallelujah.
And Pastor Shannon, I love you guys so much. You guys have done so much for my family. I know we have our quirks. Everybody does. I know we're going to squabble as a family. I know we're in this all together.
That's right.
You know, we're all one.
That's right.
I just can't thank you guys enough for what you guys have done.
Thank you, Pastor Allen, for everything you've done.
Just keep talking.
And
I'm not here. Talk to you.
You're a really big part of my family.
Thanks, man.
And I wish I can share everything you've teach to me. So I'm going to be a pastor when I grow up.
Aww. I honestly do not know where to begin with Alan and Shannon. They've been there for me ever since I was in high school and for my family. They've watched us grow and I finally gave my life to the Lord with Alan. With Alan's teachings and everything Alan and Shannon have done for us. I mean, they're always there for us and helping us with homework, whether it's about nursing or something. But I cannot say how thankful I am for you guys, because if it weren't for you, I would not be here, church.
Amen.
I'm going to try to keep this short and sweet because I'm really nervous right now. I can sit there and look at Alan with convicted eyes all day in my pew, but up here it's a little bit more difficult. But I just want to say, very first off, thank you so much for the both of you and your lovely children. I knew who I was 6 years ago. Now I have no idea. And I thank God for that in the best way possible. He's made me fight with the bad things that I've held dear in my life for so long. Made me want to change who I am as a person. I knew if it wasn't for his strength in what he's done and through you and through your family, I wouldn't have come as far as I have so far. And I know I have a much longer way to go, but I know I can do it because I'm convicted.
Right.
Through the words you speak, through the encouragement my church family gives me,
amen.
And just to see that one person can be the light of the world, can make a huge difference in people's life. I find myself every day, if it's not something you've talked about in service, it's an action that you've held, that you've done for somebody. And it's like, you know what? He's walking the path of God. He's walking the path of Jesus Christ, and I need to follow that. I need to do that myself. So I find myself talking to my coworkers, the people that are angry to me, wishing them the best, even though they are mean and hateful towards me.
Amen.
I bear no ill will towards anybody. I mean, I still have a hard time acting as a Christian should, but I know that if I continue on and I continue to follow what I'm convicted to do from the words you speak and the actions of your family and my church family, I know I'm going to be just fine.
Amen.
So, Shannon, Joshua, I just want to thank you guys so much for being there for me.
Thanks, brother. I have never once seen you turn your back on anyone if they have a problem. You're always there to help everyone. You're there to help my family, and I can't thank you enough for that, man. My family has never been this happy. When we all encountered God, we encountered him through you. And you built our family back to how it used to be and how it needed to be. The only way that it's going to stay that way is with this church and you being in our lives and with God.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for everything that you do. And thank you, Shannon, for being the youth group leader.
Does anyone else have anything to say?
So you guys stay put.
Amen.
Is that all you had to say, Dave?
No.
It's strange because 90% of the time we see Alan standing up here, we never see Josh and Shannon. They're always in the back. Wow. the things that you have taught us in this church. Never thought I'd be ever be praying up here. Never thought I'd be teaching a class. First one to speak up when we did that. It was you showing us how to follow God, how to walk in Jesus' path. So, did this men's encounters group? Wow. Here I am. It was teaching everybody. And with my dyslexia, it just seems like it just flows. I don't really have that many issues. People in my family, close family, that really know my dyslexia. And I can tell you, Bill especially, because he sees me teach up here, I don't struggle that much. I don't. It's because of God. It's because what you showed us, how you led us in this church. And Josh and Shannon, Faith, you guys, I don't know how you put up with it. I don't know how you put up with us here in this church, honestly. As much as we take him away from you. We do try to push him out of here at times, Shannon. We try to get him out of here.
Dave did sneak me out once.
Yes, I did. I snuck him out the back door. I told him, I said, you need to get out of here. You'll deal with things. But as a church, we're growing. We're growing very, very much. And as much as Shannon and Josh and Ellen has done for this church in the first, what did we say, 7 years? 7 years? We need to start getting them back so they can start coming together more. given him some time. So I just thank you guys for what you've done for us in our church. I'm going to keep going if I don't just quit. But I just can't express it enough how much you guys have meant to us and what you've done for us. And we really appreciate it. We love you guys and love your whole family.
Does anyone else have anything to say?
I don't ever get up in front of people ever.
But see what it does to us?
And now your pastor is worthy of conquering that fear and getting up in front of your. We've gone through. I've been in a lot of churches over the years, and not a lot of churches. I grew up across town in a church all these years, but then Bill and I suffered a big hurt in our life. And we went to some other churches, I don't want to get into all that, but I want to get into this church takes in the damaged and the hurt people, mm-hmm. and you treat people like we're something.
Amen.
No matter what our mistakes you make, no matter what you've done in your life or your sins, you guys love the people sitting next to you, and that's what keeps us coming back every Sunday.
Amen.
And pastor's love for his family, you don't know what that has done to our lives. And I just want to thank you.
In this church, I was broken. I was feel alone, and then I come in this church. I found a new family.
Yeah.
I found a new friends. I wanted to thank you for everything. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for praying with me. I don't know how to explain how thank you.
I am for how you in my life. Amen. Thank you. Anyone else? No? Okay, well then I will pull out my last piece of evidence if Sister Angela Cherry will come up and deliver this evidence.
Stand up. And Alan, as everybody has said.
Yes, you have to stand up.
As everybody has said, you have done so much for each and every one of our families and each and every one of us. You have given so much of yourselves. And we thank you for all the sacrifices that you have given to all of us, and the friendship that you've given all of us, and the love that you've given all of us, and everyone has said during this token of appreciation.
Should always let your wife help open presents. Okay, you did your job. That's my thing.
No. Oh, was that one?
Oh my God, this is fantastic.
You need to go back and find a box if you
want. That is absolutely fantastic. Wow. That is awesome. Thank you all very much.
That's awesome. It turned out so good, Angela.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
So now that I've presented all the evidence and I've presented all the witnesses, it's time for the sentencing. As a church, how do we find these two?
Guilty.
And the sentence, Brother Lewis?
The sentence is confidential, of course, because no one knows. the judge and jury. And I guess I'm here to read what the judge and jury has to say. In appreciation for being our pastor and pastor family, we've got you 3 tickets to Whodunit Interfield in Oklahoma City. So this is that.
In closing, I'd just like to say to you guys, I really do love you guys. The honor for me to do this for you and everything else, and you guys meant a lot to me over the years, especially marrying my wife and being there for me. Could never think of anybody else I want to see in my life. My family. We have one more song for you guys. It's something that the church thought of that we think is a good song for you. So, Josh, you play that song.
You answered the call and obeyed God's command. He sent you here. We know you're in His hands. Your message from the Word touches our very soul. We've seen your faithfulness and we want you to know. Pastor, we love you. We appreciate all you do. And God sees the sacrifice you've made for Jesus Christ. You pray for the lost, and God leads them to the cross. And we know one day you'll hear your Father say, my child, well done. My child, well done. In the still quiet place, on your knees in prayer, God sees your tears, hears the burden you bear. The Lord's by your side, blesses all that you do. Through the good and bad times, He'll see you through. Pastor, we love you. We appreciate all you do. And God sees the sacrifice you've made for Jesus Christ. You pray for the lost, and God leads them to the cross. And we know one day you'll hear your Father say, my child, well done. My child, well done. Pastor, we love you. We appreciate all you do. And God sees the man.
Thank you, Inspector. Go catch them. I believe that's your name. Oh, okay. Go and catch
them. This is a good time.
Brother George, I guess.
Yeah, it is. Last minute thing.
It's okay.
We was Friday night. I got a text that told me about that song, and I listened to it. But I also listened to what God tells me.
Amen.
And when he told me something, I said, no, I don't think I have to do that. He probably took care of that part already. God says, do it. All right? I'm going to do it. Because I wouldn't be obedient to God.
Amen.
And the song you heard, I have the words for you.
Oh, wow.
I also have a DVD of the program.
Aww.
It's her at, on the DVD singing this program. Not the one you just saw, but it's the same one.
Awesome.
You can have that if
you want. Hey, hey.
Well, I think Go and Catch 'Em has really done a fantastic job, so let's give him a big round of applause. And of course, these two young people are very guilty up here. So,
yeah.
Amen.
Especially this.
Is it?
Just as a short time of announcements, there is no service tonight, so that nobody comes and doesn't be surprised. We've canceled service to give our pastor a day off or night off to be with his family. And so that is good. And October the 16th is the pumpkin patch in Lewisburg at the apple cider mill. We also serve at Abundant Harvest on the 17th. Then we're having bowling October 23rd. And then it's our men's and women's separate Bible study on October 26th. And the 30th is Sunday night hymn sing night. And after AM service on the 30th, we'll have our birthday fellowship downstairs. And, you know, I know that I can just ditto everything that was said. Because it's true. And so we have a dinner downstairs being prepared. And we ask that you wait just a few minutes because there's a little preparation time going on. We didn't want anybody downstairs working and not enjoying this. And so it may take just a few minutes. Mingle up here for a few minutes. Give the ladies a chance to get things organized downstairs. Final preparations, and then what we need to do is form a line going down to help alleviate some of the congestion. Form a line, and the pastor and his family is going to go first, and they can set wherever they want to because they like doing that. They don't like to be sitting in a certain place, so they can set where they want to, and then the others us others can follow. And, you know, I want to say in appreciation for all the people that helped put this on. I want to thank and people that was at the fundraiser yesterday. If all those there helping last Saturday, please stand up for the fundraiser. Get in a great hand. I'm not sure what the total receipts, the gross profit is going to be, but I know the total receipts was $167. So this all goes to the building fund, and you take even if it's only $110, it's doubled right now because we got an anonymous donor that is giving to the building fund. So it makes it $220.
Amen.
Another $220 going to the church fund. You know, so You know, just think of it. Just think of that. Of that, and you know, I know that several people. I'm not sure who all was has donated money to the building fund in honor of our pastor, which was one of the things that was suggested that you could do, and that money will also be matched. You know, just remember that. Everything that you give to the building fund is going to be matched until that $5,000 is met. And so just remember that. Yes.
And while we're waiting, I'm selling nuts and candy.
our salesman of the year is up here getting ready to sell something. So if you want to buy something, see that young lady because she loves to sell things. Brother Bill.
Guys, this fundraising thing's a fun deal. If anybody wants to get involved with it, get with us. And if anybody has any ideas, throw them out there at us so we can get them going. I know $100 doesn't seem like a whole lot, but God didn't build his kingdom overnight.
That's right.
So if we can get this matched every time and get to that $5,000, that would be truly amazing and be a blessing from God. So
amen.
Even if it's a dollar at a time, guys, we're going to conquer this. We're going to get that sanctuary built.
That's right. Amen.
You know, just as a quick reminder, we're at almost $11,000. Woo! Wow. 10-7, I think it is. 10-7 something. And so it's growing.
If I can add to what Bill said, you know, what he's talking about is if you guys got anything that's coming on your heart or that you think that we can do to make more money or to be a fundraiser, run it to us because we would love to hear other. I mean, we've done cotton candy the last two times. It's went over pretty decent. But if we can do anything else more with that cotton candy, we've done hot dogs for first outing. If there's anything that you can think of that might help us raise money, we're more willing to listen. Let's throw some things out there. And so if anybody's got anything they can think of, we'll be glad to listen to it and figure out what we can do.
Amen.
Make even more.
Any other announcements?
If you have a signed fake birthday card, it's out there. It's right there.
Just kidding.
And if you haven't signed a T-shirt yet.
Oh, yeah, let me mention that. We got a T-shirt for it's a surprise, so don't listen over here. So don't listen. We have a T-shirt. We did the Walk for Alzheimer's walk this year. And so we put enough money in to get a T-shirt. And so if you haven't signed the T-shirt, please sign it. It's out in the foyer. And then we're going to surprisingly give that to Glenn and Lorraine. Surprisingly. We never know when we're going to do these surprises, so she will never know when we're doing this surprise either. It'll be a surprise. But please do sign that. I know it's a struggle. I know Lorraine struggles mightily, and you know, as I said in a sermon a couple years ago, when one of us hurts, we all hurt.
Amen.
And we should remember that. And I know Sister Connie is going for surgery next week.
Yes.
Please be with her. Pray for her. Brother Larry is going through some things, and Sister Georgia. Please keep them in prayer. I can't share that with him because he shared that with me confidential. But he's going through some things that needs a matter of prayer. And he can share them with you if he wants to. That's his prerogative. It's, you know, just to remember them. Because we all suffer in ways. And we all have, you know, I know this past couple weeks, Deborah and I have been run through the mill. We cherish your prayers also.
Amen.
Can we have Josh come up here? Come on up, Josh.
Oh.
Oh.
There's a
surprise.
Oh.
He's like, uh-oh. Look at that.
Lewis, Anthony wants
you
all to pray for next time.
Yes. We can just, at the end of prayer, we'll pray for his test. For our surgery and out there. We just wanted to, Josh, come up here, stand up. We just wanted to tell you we love you. Stand up. Come on. Thank you. Josh is always in the back. He had to be in the back today because Deborah's about as techie as a $35 phone. Straight talk. So I just want to thank you, Taylor. You're so patient. patient with me, and I know nothing about anything. Thank you for praying for me today. Thank you.
So if everybody would please stand, and don't clap, we want to clap for you. I'll tell you, because the deal is Josh and I and Shannon want to do that because we want to thank you. You guys, one, did a fantastic job and blew our minds, really, which was absolutely awesome. We had so much fun and really, really have enjoyed this day. But also, you're what made the church. It's a blessing to be able to stand up here and share what God lays on my heart, but you're what made the church. Without you, we wouldn't have a church. And God has brought you one by one and sometimes two by two to come and share with each other and love each other and bless each other and follow His Word. So Shannon and I are just so thankful that you're catching the vision. You understand that it's all about love. There's no other way but God's unconditional love. And while we're human beings, and like others have said, sometimes we'll let each other down. If we can just try to love each other unconditionally and forgive one another when we need to forgive each other, we will have done a great work for the Lord. So, with Shannon and Josh, and I just want to thank you guys very much. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord. It's Dave's fault. Lord, I just thank you, God, for bringing our families here together today. God, there's so many people that just love you, God. And it's great to see how you're doing all this work in people's lives, Lord. How you're changing people's lives. How you're bringing families together, Lord. How you're healing things that can't be healed by humans' hands, Lord. God, I pray, Lord, that you'd be with Sister Connie, Lord, as she gets ready to go through the surgery, Lord.
Yeah.
Well, God, I wish I could be there standing along your side. But I know, God, more important than even me, that you'll be there, Lord. God, and we take refuge in that promise in Hebrews 13:5 that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, I pray that you'd lift up her husband, Ronnie, because I know he's going to be heart-torn during this time too, Lord. So, God, pray for them, Lord. God, we pray, Lord, for Sister Lorene and the ongoing battle she has with her husband, Lord. God, we pray for Brother Glenn too, Lord, with patience and comfort and strength, Lord. God, we pray for the battle that Melanie has been through, and we give you praises for the things that have been accomplished, Lord. God, that she gets to stay here in America, Lord. What a blessing that is, Lord. God, we give you all the glory for what you've done in Helena's life, Lord, and how she's given her life to you, Lord, and how she'll join us in heaven, Lord. God, we thank you for what you're going to do with Anthony and this important test that's coming up, God. All these different prayer requests that each and every one of us have, God. There's none that's more important than any other, God. But we know you can handle them all, Lord. God, I thank you most for blessing Shannon and I and Josh and Faith with a church family that will love us, quirks and all, God. We're strange people, Lord. We pray that when you would bless us, Lord, when you would show us what church to go to, God, that you would find a place that would where we'd fit in, Lord, where we'd be able to love the way we love and minister the way you've taught us, Lord. Thank you, God, for doing that. God, strengthen us, not just through this day, but through the next many, many years of ministry you have ahead of this church. God, help many, many more people come to know you as their Lord and Savior, God. Let us expand not just the church, but the kingdom. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.